With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Advocates for Montana inmates are demanding state officials take bigger steps to prevent the spread of the coronavirus after some counties reported outbreaks at detention facilities. Signs in hand, organizers stood outside the governor's residence in Helena on Wednesday afternoon, denouncing what they call inaction on behalf of the incarcerated.
COVID cases will increase!
COVID cases will increase!
In April, Governor Steve Bullock asked the Board of Pardons and Parole to consider releasing vulnerable inmates who don't pose a safety risk early to reduce the chance of COVID-19 outbreaks in correctional facilities, but advocates said it wasn't enough. Now, Let Them Come Home organizer and ACLU of Montana policy associate Zuri Moreno says Montana has hit a breaking point. State officials halted the transfer of inmates from three county jails last week after more than 90 inmates and staff tested positive for COVID-19.
We've been talking about it in a what-if scenario. Like, what if COVID gets into a county jail and we're no longer in that scenario? It's here and we need to discuss it and we need to take action.
Organizers want the Department of Corrections to immediately reduce inmate populations by releasing those who are immunocompromised, over 60 years old, or eligible for parole within the next year. The Montana Supreme Court declined a similar petition in April. Organizers also set up signs outside the Montana State Capitol on Wednesday and live-streamed their requests on social media.
We'll be checking in again in about an hour.
The organizer, Lori Little Dog, acknowledged the need to preserve public safety. She says counties should alleviate jail overcrowding by ending pretrial confinement for nonviolent charges like petty theft and marijuana possession.
I don't think that that's justifying you being thrown into a jail situation that is COVID positive.
Clemente Arcega works with former inmates transitioning back into society. He says prisoners are struggling with cramped facilities and coronavirus-related restrictions on movement.
It's like sardines, you know, just thrown in there together, nowhere to move, nowhere to go. People who are in prison are still humans, you know.
Asked for comment, Bullock's office referred to his April directive. The Department of Corrections didn't return a request for comment. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.